The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, good morning. Great to have you with us this morning on this Wednesday on AM 970. The Answer with Five Boroughs with Big Al and Joe. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Tough morning in New York City. Lost a police officer last night. Just always, always tough. We are staunch supporters of the NYPD and always appreciate the men and women of this stellar elite law enforcement organization known as the New York Police Department. And apparently there was a friendly fire incident last night. You know, you get these creeps that are causing all sorts of problems around the city, and then you put these officers' lives at risk. Detective Brian Simonson, 42, 19-year veteran, was fatally shot by a fellow officer in that T-Mobile store. I'm sure you heard about this. That was at Atlantic Avenue, 121st Street in Richmond Hill, about 6 o'clock last night. And Sergeant Matthew Gorman was struck in the leg. This robber, I'm not even going to read the creep's name, brandishing an imitation firearm, and he was shot by police. But we're going to look into it. Commissioner O'Neill will reach out to us as soon as he can, which may be Friday. It's just a tough. Our hearts go out to the NYPD. I don't know how they do what they do. And if you're listening and you're part of the NYPD, thank you. And our hearts go out to the Simonson family and to the family that is the NYPD. Thanks for keeping us safe. And it's just a horror that they have to put their lives in the line, on the line every single day, you know. And then you end up losing someone like this in a friendly fire incident. What can you say? There are just virtually no words, and it's just unnecessary. These creeps keep getting out there. So we'll stay on that all morning, and forgive me for starting the show on a down note. But when you lose someone in the NYPD, it's just a terrible thing. And we'll follow that story as the morning goes on. Matter of fact, Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice will join us. He's the founder of Blue Lives Matter. And he will join us just, you know what, in about 20 minutes or so. So Joe's doing a great job, keeping that alive. You know, Blue Lives do matter, and we support law enforcement. My goodness gracious, and you see the tenor, what's happening all across the country, what's been happening over the last, dozen years or so, this anti-cop rhetoric. And when something like this happens, our hearts bleed for the NYPD. Jessica Vaughn is on the show, Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies this morning. We'll see what's going on with this wall funding. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, they kind of made a tentative agreement. To the president says, well, I'm not happy about it. Again, the Freedom Caucus, this is not happening. Our buddy Sean Hannity doesn't want it to happen. You got to do something. You just can't let this whole thing just go by the wayside. And I humbly submit this I'm just had it with both political parties anymore. You know how I feel. But I humbly submit this is that the Republicans were in charge. They had it in the palm of their hand to do something about this for 2 years. They did nothing. And it leads me to believe that they didn't want to do anything. And the president, like a knight in shining armor, came in, said, look, I got the White House. I've said this 1,000 times. Forgive me. I got the House of Representatives. I got the Senate. Let's do something. Let's take care. Let's replace Obamacare. Let's take care of that. Let's do comprehensive immigration reform. And the president tried everything. Remember? Oh, we'll go DACA. We'll do some kind of quote unquote amnesty. Oh, my God, don't say amnesty. Man, oh, man, the Republicans had it in the palm of their hands, and they blew it. And you know what I always do? My problems in my life, right? My personal problems, I always take personal responsibility. You write your own book. You create your own journey. And you have to be, you have to man up, you know, woman up, whatever, and just say, this is my fault. And so the Republicans got to take the hit on this. And and please don't lose sight of this, that this president is not saying, look, I gave it to you guys. I mean, he could very easily say that. Look, look, we had the power. Where were you guys when I needed you? Maybe he's saying that behind closed doors, but he's not making it public. So don't tell me no. Don't say we can't do this. You got to do something. You know, even if he does this initial step, and the fact that they got any money, remember, Pelosi wasn't going to give $1. Now they're going to do a little something. Maybe we could just say, great, okay, we got maybe over $1 billion for this wall. Great. And then he could still declare the emergency. They're afraid. I don't know why they're afraid to do that. I mean, but it's a start. And I think that the Republicans have nobody to blame but themselves. I'm just saying. Hey, Greg Jarrett is with us. So did you hear there's no Russian collusion? I mean, can you believe, you know, I mean, there's no Russian collusion, right? Senate Intelligence Committee finds there's still no Russian collusion. Greg Jarrett will break it down as meticulously as Mr. Jarrett does. You know, he's got that book, The Russia Hoax, The Illicit Scheme to Clear Hillary Clinton and to Frame Donald Trump. Hello. So, excuse me, it's now out in paperback, this book. You got to check out The Russia Hoax. Greg knew it. Everybody, you knew it. And there's no Russia collusion. And we're supposed to be surprised. But you know what's scary about this? And stay with me on this. And a good morning. Great to have you with us. 11 after 6 o'clock. And we'll get into it in a big way this morning. Is that when somebody like Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler, and all the, you know, the lieutenants in the crime family, known as the progressive socialists nowadays, just trying to take down everybody, they never go, ah, you know, again, my fault, sorry, ah, Adam shifted to another, you know, tone and another subject matter. Well, we're going to go into his personal business now. And like you and I are supposed to go, whoa, really? There's personal business? No, go back to the Russia collusion. You made a mistake. They should apologize, and they should pay back the government for the $30 million of this ridiculous Mueller probe. I'm just saying. Am I right or wrong? Come on. The legend Steve Forbes. See, what a great guy. Love Steve. Mr. Forbes will join us, chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, host of PBS News special In Money We Trust, author of Money, How the Destruction of the Dollar Threatens the Global Economy and What We Can Do About It. Mr. Forbes will join us. Very happy that Mr. Forbes is joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, Congressman Lee Zeldin will join us. You know, Lee's doing a great job in the New York's 1st District on Long Island, out there with Congressman Peter King, but Lee Zeldin got, and I didn't even want to touch on it because it was so vicious, the most vicious voicemail he got, the most anti-Semitic, vicious voicemail Lee Zeldin got, and he put it out there, and he's saying, look, why do I have to put up with this? And he was very nice about it, very upfront about that. I didn't even want to play it on the air because it just enforces all that negative, stereotypical anti-Semitic rise that's happening in the United States, the House of Representatives. So I let it go, but Congressman Zeldin will explain that to us in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss that, because this whole racism within the Democratic Party, they're gonna try to put it over onto the president. No, it's happening within the Democratic Party. I'm telling you, and Congressman Zeldin will walk us through that really in an objective way. And so last night we go out. And I should have been home. I've been on the road. Let me get back to the rest of the kids. I said, no, you know what? So we the boss calls, and Dr. Douglas Howard, you know, and his wife Sue are coming in. These are the folks that created, are you ready for this? Balance of Nature. Now, I'm like a health nut. Since I had the cancer in 81, I'm like a health nut. And I always go, and I'm always scared. Oh, well, can I eat this? Can I eat that? Well, how can I stave off? You always worry about that, right? So this Balance of Nature is spectacular, right? You hear Frankie talk about it. So now the boss goes, Mr. Crowley goes, okay, Dr. Douglas Howard, the creator of Balance of Nature, is coming. Can you go out to dinner with Dr. Howard? I had the most fascinating dinner because I'm so into all of this, what works for your body, what doesn't work for your body, antioxidants, how you can get more energy. You know, I was enthralled by Dr. Howard. You got to listen to Dr. Howard in 9 o'clock hour. He's coming in live in the studio with Sue, with his wife. And then, by the way, talk about energy. They flew in from Europe. They came in. I'm complaining.
Well, how did he come in from L.A.? I'm like the whiner. I came in from L.A. Oh, and now I'm tired, and I should be home. I said, hi, Dr. Howard, where did you come from? Well, Europe. I just flew in from Europe and everything. I said, okay, all right, you win. And we sat, we had the best time talking because he knows everything about vitamins, how to create the vitamins, how your body reacts to the vitamin. It's and this is what I live for. So I am so pumped to have Dr. Howard on the show. And I'm excited to tell you about it, you know, because I always like to tell you good things. So it's a rough morning because we lost a member of the NYPD, but we'll find out exactly what happened, and we have reached out again to Commissioner O'Neill, and he will join us, I think, later in the week. But our hearts go out to the Simonson family and to all of the NYPD. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's a quarter after 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us, Frankie Five Boroughs. How are you, Frankie?
Morning, Joe. Looking sharp as always. Yeah, you never know. You were just through a snowstorm.
Yeah, you know what? And hello, Albert.
Morning, Joe.
I'm running to do. Judge Napolitano's Fox Nation show.
Oh, today. I see that. You get the red, white, and blue necktie.
I did, even people always go, oh, don't say this. You can't say this. It's anti this. It's anti that. I am so heck bent on just bringing everybody together. So I'm going to go over there.
Are you wearing your tie long?
No. They have it long. They make it long now. Yeah. This, do you see this blue? See, Al? He's like a fashionista this
year. No, because President Trump, told former Governor Chris Christie, wear a longer tie so it'll make you look as fat, and which I don't get that concept because...
it's just a little part of...
I'm a fat guy. Long and wide, so you'd need an apron to cover my belt.
So I was referring to it. When I got a tie and I got...
Not that you're fat.
It's
a
red, blue, and white. It's a light blue tie. It matches the suit, the Garmani suit that I have. So... They made the tie. I love the color of this tie. I have a tie similar, but I had to get this tie. So it's. I will take a shot of it. Matt will put it out. But it is long. It's longer. They make it longer.
Cufflinks?
I don't like the long. I got the fancies. I got the fancies.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I don't like the longer tie. But they're doing that. Like, I guess that's supposed
to. You're a tall guy, so the longer tie works for you.
Well, I gotta no. And you know what I did? Look, see how he mistied it. You have to have it. You have to have that.
Right. That has
that
to be
tail has to be right there. So, little problem. Thank you for noticing, darling.
Anytime.
He's my fashion that's expert. Right. 616, Frankie Fibros. What do we know about this NYPD shooting? A horror. You know, you hear about it. You don't even want to address it. But apparently it is an unfortunate situation.
You touched upon all the pertinent details. Very, very sad. A 19-year veteran, Detective Brian Simonson.
Man.
By all accounts, a very, very pleasant guy who had the nickname Smiles. Father, a husband. A guy who was very, very dedicated to the, to the NYPD, killed apparently in what appears to be a friendly fire incident, and Sergeant Matthew Gorman took a bullet to the hip from other police officers as well. So this is a sad, sad situation, and apparently the robbers here in Queens are believed to have been responsible for a series of robberies in the area. So I imagine if Commissioner O'Neill joins us later in the week, we'll get more details about not only the condition of Sergeant Gorman, but on what exactly these perpetrators are responsible for. But like you always say, Joe, really just gives you, a finer appreciation for how dangerous the job of a police officer is.
Every day, man.
Yeah.
Every day. Even a domestic. Like I was talking to Commissioner Kirk about that. How you go in. Remember we talked about it on the air. Back in the day, you maybe because there's too many cameras now. Maybe because we know more of now with social media. But you can't go to a domestic violence call without taking your life into your hand, man.
And what's worse is, and I don't know, maybe Sergeant Imperatrice can speak to this when we talk to him a little bit later. But apparently it was this police officer's day off. He was off yesterday and still went into work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and from what I've heard from a number of my police officer friends, some guys who knew him, some guys who worked with him, whatever, a great guy, just a stand-up guy, cared about his community, really, just a terrible, terrible day.
Well, and rest in peace. Yeah, it's just, what happened to this bus overturned on the turnpike? Did you read that?
Yeah, I did. That's one of the stories I'll be talking about a little bit later. Apparently overturned by the parkway exit on the turnpike near exit 11. If you've ever taken that exit, it has a little bit of a curve to it. It's got a couple of little twists and turns to it. I'm sure the bus probably took it at a little bit of a high rate of speed, and that area does get slick. So, nobody seriously seriously injured. So all right. Thank God.
Yeah, all the hurt riders were taken to an area hospital for medical evaluation, but non-life-threatening injuries. Hey,
real quick, I did happen to see Frank on the bus stop yesterday.
You know,
as I was rolling past
you, and you went by.
I beeped and rolled down the window and waved to him, and said, "Enjoy your travel home." And he yelled to me, "Enjoy your trip to Staten Island."
So I was not
going to Staten Island.
Sure.
As he left, as Al left, I know you had to leave early because you wanted to beat this the ice and everything.
Which didn't turn out to be that bad.
It wasn't too bad, no. So Al goes, "All right, now I'm going to go right by Frank." I thought he was kidding. So indeed, he drove right by you, but he was going back to Jersey.
So he claims.
So I claim.
The last time he went by you, he was on the way to Staten Island and didn't say, "Yo, Frank."
No, I was
actually
not
picked
on my
up
way to
someone
Staten
10 feet in front of me
right.
and drove that person to Staten Island.
It was
Island.
More like a city block and a half, and they were down the street, and I was already, was not planning on going to Staten Island.
Al,
but,
can I ask you, honestly?
Sure.
Full transparency on the program.
Always.
Do you like irritating Frank like that?
No, yesterday I did.
The first time was not intentional,
but yesterday was.
Did he splash anything on you?
No. I just...
Don't give me any ideas.
I turn, and you know, I obviously got to understand. There's somebody, you know, up, you know, behind me, so I don't want to like stop abruptly. So, and plus, the conditions weren't that great driving wise.
Yeah.
But I did happen to catch him, so I rolled down the window real quick as I slowed down. I was going to take a picture, but I didn't have enough time and want to be safe while I'm driving.
Yeah, sure.
And I just yelled out, "Frank!" And he looked up, and I waved. I said, "Have a good bus trip back." And then he texted me. He said, "Enjoy your trip to Staten Island."
The bus got back okay.
Yeah.
Did you get a seat?
The guy.
There was a seat. Yes.
There you go. 6:21. Joe on the radio. Hey, Debbie Duhame's out there looking out for you.
That's so funny.
I know the two of these guys together. I think Al likes that. He gets this little kind of joy out of driving by Al driving by Frank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, waving. Hi, Frank.
See,
bye,
my
Frank.
Luck would have been
See
waving.
Ya.
No, but my luck would have been waving to Frank and then somebody rear-ending me at the same time as I'm waving.
Hey, Deb, how you doing this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning. There were a lot of accidents yesterday. I saw a car down a ditch off 280.
Really?
Over, like, in the Roseland area. Yeah. Went right down the ditch, you know?
It was icy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So,
Deb, when we come back, I got some news about this Italy trip. And I got a little note.
Okay.
And I'll just leave it at that. And apparently, it's going to be very interesting over there.
Oh, man. Now you're tempting me. I really want to
go. Well, you know, I'll read it when we come back. 6:21.
Okay.
Can't make it up, Deb. Can't make it up. Deb's on the roads for you. AM 970
The
answer.
Okay.
Hiya, Deb.
Hi, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank, Alan, everybody. We're going to take it to the thruway southbound, heading down toward 15A into Sloatsburg. Accident blocking one lane. Speeds reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge because of the wet pavement. Let's go over to the Taconic. It's been tough this morning. Taconic South at 134 into Yorktown. An accident. Now, if you're heading inbound at the GWB, only 10 minutes. Lincoln 20. Holland about 20 minutes getting into town. 80 East exit 26 out through that Ledgewood area. An accident there to deal with. And the Cross Bronx is busy westbound out by the Sheridan, but they cleaned up a collision. It's busy, Joe, over on the westbound BQE ramp to the Williamsburg Bridge. An accident on that ramp. And we're still seeing some slowdowns on the West Side Highway south into the 90s with an accident. And watch for stop-and-go traffic Staten Island Expressway eastbound Richmond Ave out through the Verrazano Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, we'll see some clouds today with a high going up to 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose-N-L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose-N-L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose-N-L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Thank you, Valerie. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It is 6:25 this morning. I'd love telling you about Mike Lindell's four-pack. That four-pack, you know, you've heard about a six-pack. All you need is the MyPillow four-pack. You get a great night's sleep. Mike Lindell offering you 50% off on two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, and you get the 60-day money-back guarantee. See, this is why you got to just try it, because you got nothing to lose, nothing to lose. Mike's four-pack offer, 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and their 60-day money-back guarantee on this offer only. Here's the number for MyPillow and the four-pack from Mr. Mike Lindell. 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use that promo code AM970. And if you're thinking about it, and I know you're driving, so I always tell you this, 25 after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio, just remember MyPillow.com. Great website. So easy to navigate. I love how Mike put his whole website together. You go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970, and you will see this Mike's four-pack offer, 50% off, two premium pillows, okay? Two go-anywhere pillows. Then you get the free shipping, and then you get a 60-day money-back guarantee on this offer only. You have nothing to lose. This is the morning. Like I always say, you've got to try the MyPillow 4-pack. 800-651-0798. Again, if you're driving, when you get to work, your boss will understand, because you can give your boss one of the pillows. You see what I'm saying? Boss, you caught me, boss. What are you on the computer for? I heard Piscopo. I'm ordering a Mike Lindell my pillow, and I was going to give you one. Boss, you caught me. You busted my surprise. That's your excuse, okay? All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, promo code AM970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM970, The Answer.
Thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Here we go. Oh, you are a hippie, Al, at heart. You really are. That's from my boomer sisters and brothers, man. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 627. So, you know, we're all going to Italy in October. Al's going to stay. Somebody's got to sit and watch the helm, and Al will do that. Frankie and I are going. You know the whole thing. And we'll tell you about it as the morning goes on. But so we didn't know. Who does Joe take to Italy? Who does Joe take there? We don't know what to do. Who to take? So we didn't know. I take one person, take the next person. Then, and so I met a, I don't want to embarrass her, but I will. So I met a nice listener. I told you this before when I was at the Saccone Theater. For Dominic Chianese, right? And I told you, a lovely gal came over, said, Joe, I'm a big fan, I'm a little nervous. But she says to me, I'm too old for you, which made me laugh, because she wasn't. And she was a beautiful gal. And her name was Joanne, right? So when we talked, remember I mentioned that? And she was just a lovely gal. And we met, and then I introduced her from the stage. I said, Joanne, you know, you're not really too old for me. You're very, very lovely. Everybody laughed. We had a great time. So now I have a letter in my hand. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Al, you ready for this one? Joe, so I'm coming to Italy. Listen. When someone asks who I'm going with, it's worth every penny to say Joe Piscopo. I was there once with my mom and my aunt. It was like a dream. We never ate in a restaurant. It was home-cooked meals every day. This time, I'll get to see so much more. Very best wishes to your mom. Thank you. See you in Roma. P.S. This is from Joanne. Who will you bring, Carol or Jeannie? I'd like to know who my competition is.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the gauntlet has been thrown down.
This is going to be.
Wow. Now, remember, 10
I'd
days.
I'd like to know who my competition is.
All right, 10 days. Try not to get evicted out of the country. Now, I did like the fact that Steve Perillo said the first hotel that you guys are staying at is right across from the U.S. Embassy.
Just in case. Just in case Joey gets into trouble.
Yeah, so.
Oh, so it's like, wow. Listen, I'm going to go with
what? That sounds like Carol. That sounds like Carol. Yes, him. Yes. Get ready to turn.
So we'll figure out. You know, it's a drama just unfolding as we go, and anything could happen, ladies and gentlemen.
What if all the people on this trip are people that are like trying to, you know, court you?
Potential paramours?
Yes.
Then I think I'm in good shape. I may come home married. You never know.
I can see Joe's bus is filled with single women who want to hang out with him. Frank's bus is filled with people. You know, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, with a lot of. I think Frank's. Something tells me Frank's bus is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of cheese and wine on that bus.
If people want to go, they can call 888 Perillo.
And we're all going. And I'm just. So, anyway. Did I get a kick out of that or what?
I wonder, do they coordinate I know they coordinate the airfare and stuff for everyone, right? They coordinate the flights. I'm wondering if everybody goes together on the same flight or it's different times, because obviously you have to. You're all meeting up at approximately the same time.
Yeah, that's right, a good question. I don't know the answer to that, but if you call Janice over at Perillo, she'll straighten you out.
Steve runs this like a military.
I understand that. It's just
I've never seen anything like it. And he knew who's doing this, what's doing that, and he knows exactly where we are.
Right.
So
it's just interesting to see if you're all leaving from approximately the same location, whether it's Newark or JFK, how is it they sync up the airlines and everything, and you all kind of get to the same place at the same time?
We'll be in the Situation Room and we'll figure that out.
Wolf Blitzer?
Yeah, right. 6:31 with Joe. By the way, a nice letter from the Office of the State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. Congratulations on the wonderful interview article that appeared, this is to me, in the winter issue of Italian America. This is published by the Sons and Daughters of Italy in America. There's a nice article in that magazine. Miles, my buddy, Billy Terrell set that up. That was just a nice interview I had. Your insights about life, family, and career were interesting and inspirational. Your pride in your Italian-American heritage shone through the interview. It's an honor to know you and call you my friend Thomas DiNapoli.
Oh, that's very nice.
Thank you, Mr. Comptroller. That's very nice. A personal, by the way, written letter. When have you gotten a personal written letter?
He is a class act.
You know what I'm saying? Look at that.
He's a rare breed in American politics.
Because, you know, I got something from Tony and Elise LoBianco, and it was an inspirational kind of book about a very kind of religious book, right? And a personal note, book signed, beautiful book from Elise, Tony's beautiful gal. So I got it now. How do I answer that? No. Al, you see what I do, Frank? Do you see me try to go from point A to point B in a lucid tone this early in the morning on the radio? And Al always obstructs something in the way.
Just saying.
He's just, why do you have to bring that up? Because maybe they may be listening and I'm going to be in trouble again. Yeah. So, but the fact of the matter is, I hand wrote a letter back.
That's very nice.
I never do that. My nephew, Brett is like, oh, my God.
You wave to me on Facebook.
Brett will wax seal the letter. You know
calligraphy.
What I'm saying?
Really? Yeah, right.
He used to do that, Frank.
He uses a feather.
I don't use a wax seal, but I try to do handwritten
Brett uses a feather thing, you know, with a dipped
quill.
Feather.
Yeah,
like
quill,
whatever that is. So I wrote back, and I was going, but Al, wise guy Al's referring to, we were at the Christmas party at the LoBianco's. I shouldn't say this, and I was with Judge Napolitano, and we were at Arthur and Carol Alt, and we're sitting there. Mm-hmm. And what happened?
You moved the plant out of the way, and you broke the leaf or the branch or something.
It was a nice plant, too. Only me. And then we tried.
Hang on a second.
You should send him some
like
seeds.
Jungle Jack Hanna.
I'll tell you how cool Carol Alt is. Yeah. She goes, just get rid of the leaf. It's evidence.
She's smart. See? Again, take it to Italy.
By the way, I think Carol's coming on the show. Carol Alt's going to co-host
with
us.
Terrific. Yeah, she should be next Tuesday.
When you go out.
Great.
So then I passed along the number.
I had her number. But she's been a guest on the show. I have all the guest numbers.
Yeah, I bet you do.
But Tom DiNapoli, a real class act, and he was the only person, you know, last year we ran candidates for statewide office, Democrat, Republican, Independent, and the Reform Party lost their ballot access, and he was one of our candidates. He was the only candidate we ran for statewide office of any party to call me afterwards and say, sorry that you guys lost your ballot access. Thanks for supporting me. The only one.
Yeah, classy guy.
Statewide.
He's out there. You know, we got a lot. That's nice to hear. You know, you like people that follow up like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he's doing a great job.
Yeah, that he is. Hey, Joe on the radio, a lot to get into. And I'll be, I'm going to tell you, I'll be out and about, you know, at some personal appearances. I'm going to tell you where, because I'd love to see you out there. We're doing some nice charity events. We'll chat when we come back. But we want to address this NYPD officer kill. Just a horrible situation. We are so... we so staunchly and unapologetically support the New York Police Department doing such a great job keeping this city so safe. It's New York, man. And don't forget, I'm a kind of guy, I came up in the 70s, I keep telling you that, when it was not safe. And to see the great stellar job that Commissioner O'Deal and his team is doing, and when you lose an officer, whether it's friendly fire or not, it is just a heart-wrenching experience. We will have Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice with us, founder of Blue Lives Matter, momentarily. Greg Jarrett as well, Steve Forbes is on the show, Congressman Lee Zeldin, and Dr. Douglas Howard, you do not want to miss. Five boroughs is in the house. Debbie's on the roads for you. Let's jump to Big Al right now. He has the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
35 degrees at 635. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops are on the hunt for whoever vandalized Department of Public Works trucks in Mount Vernon, hampering snow removal efforts. Mount Vernon Mayor Richard Thomas says 30 DPW trucks were vandalized when someone stuffed rubber gloves into the fuel tanks of plows and salt trucks, cost officials 5 hours to fix, and police had to close some streets that were unable to be cleared of snow and ice. Mayor Thomas says a number of similar incidents have happened over the past year and a half, which he blames on his efforts to crack down on corruption and cronyism. Over a dozen people are being treated after a bus overturned on the New Jersey Turnpike yesterday. An Alliance Transport bus flipped over on its side on the northbound turnpike near Exit 11 in Woodbridge Township, injuring all 18 passengers. All the hurt riders taken to an area hospital for medical evaluation, although the injuries suffered were reported to all be non-life-threatening. No cause for the incident has been announced, but advisories that road conditions would be poor were expressed by authorities prior to the winter storm that dumped snow and sleet and ice across the Garden State on Tuesday. And NASA will announce today whether it's been able to make contact with the Opportunity Mars rover. Opportunity has been silent since June when it got caught up in a Martian dust storm. In sports, as you heard right here on The Answer last night, St. John's beat Butler 77-73 in overtime. All the hockey locals lost, and the Yankees and Mets will help celebrate the 150th anniversary of professional baseball on opening day. All 30 clubs will wear an MLB 150 sleeve patch on March 28th to recognize the 150th anniversary of the 1869 Cincinnati Red Stockings. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. This morning on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, busy 12 up toward 13A in the truck lanes. 31 southbound getting down past Hibbler Road, getting down through Clinton Township. An accident there to deal with. We're still seeing slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway north of 148, getting up through Bloomfield with a collision. Inbound GWB Lincoln and the Holland all 20 minutes in across the board. We're still busy on the westbound BQE, bumper to bumper down toward the Williamsburg Bridge ramp to the Willie B. It's an accident right there. And you're still seeing some delays on the West Side Highway southbound as you get down toward the 90s with an accident still being cleaned up. And it's kind of busy for you on the FDR Drive south down through the 30s. That's a disabled car in the way. Taconic South at 134 in Yorktown. Two separate accidents. Icy conditions reported. And on the New York State Thruway south at 15A, it's an accident heading right into Sloatsburg. Partly cloudy today, high of 41. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. If you're planning a wedding or engagement party, a corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar or bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be wowed. Let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metro area. Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. Celebrate Valentine's Day tomorrow with Fran and Captain Fred. For just $180 per person, you'll enjoy a gourmet 4-course sit-down sit-down dinner and luscious dessert, two drinks from the state-of-the-art bar, complimentary champagne toast, and a welcome aboard signature Valentine's drink. Cash bar for any additional drinks and unlimited soft drinks. Crews will board from Pier 81 at West 41st Street on the West Side Highway at 6:30 p.m. and sails from 7 to 11 p.m. DJ and dancing and spectacular views of the Manhattan skyline and Statue of Liberty. This Valentine's Day, add that extra touch of class. For reservations and information, call 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Joe on the radio, Parry and his sons, they got the great gift-giving ideas for Valentine's Day. It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. You know, you got to just show her how much you love her. And then, by the way, if you're a gal and you want to buy a diamond for your guy, that's okay too, right? Well, Parry and his sons of Franklin Lakes has been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for 98 years. Beautiful jewelry, necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Top designers like Charles Kripel, A-Link, watches by Ebel and Oris. You know what, Frankie, I should have just gone to Parry and Sons. I should have told my daughter when she was on Rodeo Drive the other day. Let's go to Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, go to Parry. I would have got a much better deal, I think.
But still a great product.
Yeah, you know, always the best at Parry and Sons. The diamonds there are beautiful. Did you get your diamond? I'm just saying. Well, I don't want to put pressure. Yeah. I'm sorry. I
would have, but I had some family connections that I had to.
Like
you know, if you don't buy from so-and-so, then they're insulted for decades.
If
you
want to get a diamond, though, Frankie Five Barrels, and if you're thinking about a diamond for Valentine's Day, you got to go to Glenn Parry and Debbie Katie Maria. I'm telling you, the diamonds there are beautiful, and they will walk you through what they call the four C's. And I always tell you about the four C's: character, the cut, the character, the color, right, of the diamond itself. You don't know. You can't tell. Because you, that looks good. No, you have to listen to Glenn Parry, and he's an expert at this. So we invite you to go up to Parry and Sons, walk through, take a look at all the beautiful watches, all the beautiful jewelry at the Parry. And by the way, bring your old jewelry, like I did, and they'll make it look brand spanking new for a Valentine's Day that she or he will remember. Please visit Parry and Sons right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or go to parryanddiamonds.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1. The answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Piscopo in the morning, 6:42 with Joe on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie. Sergeant Joe Imperatrice doing just a stellar job as the founder and spokesperson for Blue Lives Matter in New York City. Sergeant, welcome back to the show, sir, and our condolences on the loss of the NYPD officer Simonson last night. Joe, how you doing this morning?
It's a hard morning, Joe. I think not just in New York City, but for law enforcement everywhere. This is a somber day. When the incident started happening, I started getting phone calls from all over asking not only if I'm okay, but if everyone that we know is okay. And it's the hardest thing ever. You saw Commissioner O'Neill. You heard in his voice how much this affects everybody. And Detective Simonson, he was a special individual. He was a delegate to the DEA and the NYPD. He actually didn't even have to be there. He was excused for the day because he had his union meeting, and it just goes to show how much he meant to the city, how much the city meant to him, and how much he wanted to make a difference.
Well, do we know exactly what happened in Queens, Sergeant?
Well, Joe, was him and his sergeant, they work in the Detective Bureau, and they're going out, video cameras, getting video for the cases that they have, and a call comes over, and they're in the area, and what any good police officer do, they start heading over, and as they arrive, there's officers on scene, and the job came over that a man was holding up a T-Mobile store, pushes the workers to the back with a firearm, And as they look through the glass, they don't see anything. And when they go through the front door, they see an individual who appears to be matching description with what appears to be a firearm. And gunshots are exchanged. And as they retreat, the two officers are hit. They're taken directly by RMP, which is our radio motor police vehicle, to the hospital. And that's where the detective succumbed to his injuries.
And, you know, it's early and everything. He was wearing a bulletproof vest. Is that correct, Joe?
That I do not know at this time. But, you know, either way, it's hard because you get shot in the head or you get shot in the arm or the leg, whatever the case may be. You know, those vests are incredible. But unfortunately, God has a plan. And it was his time to become one of our angels by watching over us. And it's a hard day, but we're going to honor him. Blue Lives Matter NYC has already started up a fund for his family because he had a wife and a mom. And, you know, you hear it all the time. No mother should ever have to bury their child. And it's going to be a very difficult time for her. And as we always do, we're going to have a memorial shirt out where 100% of the proceeds are going to be going to his family. Yeah. They'll be mailed all over the United States at BlueLivesMatterNYC.org. And we're going to support the family the best we can.
Yeah, God bless you for doing that, Joe. We know how dedicated you are in that regard. What do we know about Detective Brian, about Sergeant Matthew Gorman, rather?
Well, he was, I believe he had 8 or 9 years on a job, very dedicated. Listen, if you're going to go into the detective bureau, there's a saying, it's the greatest detectives in the world, and there's a reason, and everyone is so dedicated. And, you know, it's so hard because being on scene, have to know one of your own passed away. I feel so, so badly for everyone there because for the rest of their lives and their career, they're always going to wonder, what else could we have done?
Yeah, what could we have gained?
And everyone there, just like the commissioner said, did an amazing job. You know, you don't know whether a firearm is real or not real at the time. And they did what any good police officer should do. And they're here, you know, they're heroes. They stopped an individual who could have went and hurt somebody else that, you know, maybe somebody that he was with in the getaway car, there was one, maybe had a live firearm. You don't know, but they did an amazing job. And, you know, we just have to remember that at the end of the day.
I know. And I always blame the robber for putting everybody at risk like this. And I'm looking at a still from the video that the NYPD has. You could never tell me that that was a fake gun that this guy had.
No, you can't, Joe. And I'm going to take it one step further. I'm so sick and tired of these politics, the games these politicians are playing. You got AOC going out there and talking about nonsense when you elect these individuals to make a positive difference in your communities. And I hope to God every single political leader out there, no matter what side of the spectrum you're on, sees what's going on, tries to help law enforcement, tries to work with them, and tries to get all these bad guys off the street and stop making excuses for them, because it is costing officers their lives and innocent individuals, and it has to stop.
Yeah, well said, Joe. And tell us again before you go, Joe, about Detective Brian Simonson. Did you know him, Joe?
I didn't, but we have one of our volunteers who was very close with him. She's been a good friend of his for 18 years, and, you know, it's the hardest thing in the world when someone calls you up, and she called me as this was going on, hysterical, and I'm getting word of what's going on, but I don't want to be the person to tell her. You know, I don't want to be the bear, and she was, you know, it's my Brian, and it's hard. You know, she called me up this morning, 5 a.m., and she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And that's how special he was. You know, I saw several pictures and the smile on his face. And it's just a good all-around individual, and we lost a very good one way too soon. But like I said, we're going to have the shirts up. We have the fund up for him to help the family. Anyone all over the U.S. can help out. Go to BlueLivesMatterNYC.org. Please just keep on checking back within the next couple of days. We will have the memorial shirt in his honor. And like I said, we're going to do the best we can to support his family.
Joe, you're doing a great job, and we always appreciate those of us who appreciate law enforcement everywhere. We appreciate you, Joe, and Paratrice for standing up for police officers everywhere. God bless you. Godspeed, Joe, and we'll see you soon, my friend.
Thank you so much, Joe. Take care.
All right. Sergeant Joseph of Paratrice right there, founder of Blue Lives Matter, and talking about the death, the what we call friendly fire incident of Detective Brian Simonson. But you know what? I always do. I always blame the creep that went in there with a gun. You look at that video. You see that video, Albert? You see that? This is like as looks as you can't tell that's a fake gun.
It looks as real as any gun.
You know, and these creeps just keep going in. And this keeps happening over and over again. Just so unnecessary. And our hearts go out to the NYPD. Joe on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie, and breaking it down. You know what? We're going to go to a break in a little bit. We've got a couple minutes away. Frankie, I wanted to touch on what's going on. This wall funding, number one. Number two, there's no Russian collusion, Frank.
You're kidding.
We're going to talk about it, and we'll get into it today. But it just goes away. And you know, said, was it Tucker? Was somebody on Fox yesterday was saying, it was so true, that all the media that has just been all over this, I think it was Tucker that said it, of course, doesn't apologize. You know what? We had it wrong. Can they step up? Can we get the money back? Can we get the $30 million of this Mueller probe? And then Brennan is still out there.
And, you know, this is just one of several investigations. So this was the Senate Intelligence Committee, right? The House has the House Intelligence Committee and the House Financial Services Committee investigating all things Trump, including purported Russian collusion. And then you, as you alluded, you have the Mueller probe, right? So how many different committees, how many different investigatory entities need to say that there was no collusion? Even the people that have been indicted have been indicted, including Roger Stone, have been indicted for nothing to do with Russian collusion. So at what point do people stop focusing on this? It's really sad, honestly.
And lives have been ruined, man. Lives have been ruined. Look at Michael Cohen, and I mean, what he had to, what he's going through. I mean, the fact that he just folded like that. But the fact that the collateral damage of this probe and the individual lives, and we don't even know the half of it, by the way, and the legal costs of people that you don't even hear about.
Oh, well, you're exactly right. And I think the real shame of it is, as sorry as I am to see people that I know personally bankrupted and forced to have their lives disrupted because of their, you know, targets or actually have been indicted, is the shame to America and its foreign policy, because I truly believe that this whole notion that Donald Trump is in cahoots with Russia has caused him to take a much more aggressive stance towards Russia than he otherwise would. Just last week or the week before, we announced that we're pulling out of a missile treaty, a nuclear missile treaty that President Reagan and Gorbachev negotiated.
Yep.
That brings America a little bit closer to nuclear war. So at what point do we say, you know what, okay, let's not go to nuclear war just to prove a point?
Yep, you're right. Frankie Five Boroughs right there, Joe Piscopo on the radio. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning with Debbie Duhaime. Debbie, how you doing this morning, my dear?
I'm doing okay. I saw a lot of accidents yesterday, though. It was really, and we're seeing a lot today, you know?
I know. I was walking around like I was 108 years old. I'm walking around real slow, not trying to slip. It was icy.
You're smart, though. I know. You know, you have to be so careful, right?
Yeah, I think so. So, but a little better this morning. But how are we doing traffic-wise? It's 6:51 in the morning on AM 970, The Answer, with Debbie Duhaime out there.
Thank you, Joe. Let's take it out to the Taconic southbound. Icy patches reported here on the Taconic South, and it's an accident by Underhill Ave into Yorktown Heights. The right lane remains blocked. We're still seeing problems over on 84 West Exit 2 getting out toward Port Jervis with a collision, and 9 at 9A. It's an overturned vehicle as well. So pretty tough through the Hudson Valley this morning. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all 20 to 25 in. Garden State Parkway North at 148 in Bloomfield, a collision. 31 South down past 78, accident cleaned up. It's kind of busy for you as you head to the Bruckner West at the Hunts Point Drawbridge. An accident there. And traffic is moving slowly now on the LIE West right into Maurice Avenue. A collision northbound side of the Whitestone Expressway that's building as you get up and out toward the Whitestone Bridge. And watch for slowdowns on the Meadowbrook southbound right at the Southern State with an accident. Southern State eastbound at the Seaford Oyster Bay, an accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe on the radio. So, see, I got to do a little TV after the show, so I shave. Like yesterday, right? I tell you, I shaved yesterday with my Harry's. Forget about it. I put my face against the microphone. You can't hear the bristle of a beard because there is none. That's because I have joined the 10 million who have tried Harry's with that five-blade razor, the weighted handle shave gel, travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. This is what you get when you go to harrys.com and you use the code Piscopo. And I love it. I just love it. My emerald green razor with the weighted handle. I get a great shave, and it lasts so long. I don't know. Jeff and Andy, you know, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. Flex balls, you don't need that. Vibrating heads, handles that look like spaceships, you know. All that does is cost you a lot of money. You don't want to go to the supermarket. You don't want to go to the drugstore. How many times does Joey tell you this? You can be, oh, could you open that up, please? Because I want to spend $40 for that razor right in there. No. Just go to harrys.com. Use the code Piscopo, please. Harry's has received over 20,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Harry's replacement blades are just, the cartridges are just $2 each. That's half the price of the Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. Just saying. All of Harry's blades come with a 100% quality guarantee. And if you do not love your shave, and you will, let them know and they'll give you a full refund. Now, for a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer for you kind enough to listen to the show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3, and free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. You know what? Let them know that you know, you heard it on the Piscopo show, all right? You just got to go to harrys.com, use the code Piscopo at checkout to claim your offer.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You own a local business, and your national competition is eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer. Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't miss the new afternoon drive show, Cats at Night, with John Catsimatidis, Wednesdays at 5 p.m., exclusively on AM 970, The Answer. In the air of the cat.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Untreated surfaces will be quite slippery through the morning hours, especially over the interior. Otherwise, intervals of clouds and sun today and becoming very windy, high 42. Partly cloudy, blustery and cold tonight, though 29. Tomorrow, partly sunny and brisk, high 46. For Friday, variable cloudiness and milder with a shower in spots, especially in the afternoon, high 57. It'll turn much colder this weekend. AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Okay, Al's playing some peculiar music this morning.
That's not peculiar, man.
What is it? Very nice.
Gary Clark Jr.
Very nice.
This guy is a hot cat. You'd like this guy.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
He's awesome.
You know, I am so... I like eclectic music, and I like that. But I'm more so bread
straight
and butter
blues
with rock and roll. Bob Seger, Bruce Springsteen. I like it just, you know, hardcore like that. But the Hendrix stuff is great. But
this guy is, I'm telling you, top notch.
Yeah,
top
yeah.
notch. Young cat, saw him at
is
the Borgata.
Is he better than Motorhead, Al?
Oh, yeah. I mean, completely
Do
different
I sound
style.
Like I know what I'm talking about, Frank? Time, huh?
Lemmy's dead. So
you think the word Motorhead would come out of my way.
First time for everything.
But Lemmy's dead. It's not like the band could come back.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this cat, Gary Clark Jr., you'd love him.
Frank and I are taking you. There's going to be a Neil Diamond sound-alike. What's the name of that band?
Super Diamond.
Super Diamond, and you're going to sit through that.
When I saw the five people at the Republican National Convention standing there for Super Diamond.
It was one of those exciting conventions. Me and Five Boroughs, all you remember
except
is Super Diamond playing on the streets in Cleveland, right. And you kept posting that there were five people listening. They were actually pretty good, that group.
Oh, they're great.
Were you there? Were you one of the five people listening?
No, I think we
Frank
were,
was.
You know, doing convention stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Why? Well, yeah. Why would we do that now? Hey, Andrew Arthur is going to join us. Greg Garrett, Steve Forbes, Congressman Lee Zeldin, Dr. Douglas Howard with Piscopo coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The snow totals in for northern New Jersey. National Weather Service reporting West Orange and Essex County received 2.5 inches of snow yesterday during the sloppy winter storm. Cedar Grove and Essex, Ridgewood and Bergen County tied for second with just over 2 inches. Kearney led Hudson County with 1.5 inches. Plainfield and Union County got 1.7 inches. The defense attorney for El Chapo says his client was presumed guilty before the trial even began. Joaquin Guzman found guilty by a Brooklyn jury yesterday on all 10 counts of drug conspiracy and money laundering. Attorney Jeffrey Lichtman said he and his team were honored to represent Guzman and will continue to fight for the convicted drug lord. 61-year-old Guzman expected to be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole, and they will appeal.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.